From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. The Salt Lake City Police Department met yesterday with leaders of the state's Black community. KUER's John Reed reports that the conversation follows destructive protests nationwide and in Salt Lake over police brutality.
The meeting with community leaders was an attempt to build mutual understanding about the Black community's experience with police and how officers are trained to use force. Officers demonstrated how they restrain someone who's being violent by simulating an arrest after getting them on the ground.
So we've got him to this point. He's still fighting. He's still kicking. He's still banging his head.
In the example, they used a device that acts as a straitjacket for the entire body and reduces the possibility for the person being arrested to injure themselves. Democratic State Representative Sandra Holland says it was helpful to see how and why officers use certain techniques. She says that dialogue is important because part of the anger and violence seen in protests here and around the country is the result of young people feeling like they aren't being heard.
There's an African proverb that says that if the youth don't feel the warmth of the community, they're going to create their own fire. And I think that's what's going on.
On Tuesday night, people gathered for the third time in four nights in Salt Lake City to protest racial injustice and police brutality. John Reed, KUER News.
Salt Lake City is allocating more than $84 million for the police department in next year's budget. The almost 3% increase in funding caused an outpour of public comment during a city council meeting last night. Residents raised issues about officers' response to the protest against police brutality Saturday. Martha Castillo says she wants the money to go to other issues.
I think that those funds should either be made more modest and reallocated to education of the police and contributing to our homeless population, as well as the needs for our students.
The budget indicates the money will be used for victim advocacy and additional officer training, among other things. Veterans Affairs says it will remove the headstone at the grave of a German prisoner of war buried at Fort Douglas Cemetery in Salt Lake City because the marker displays swastikas and markings related to the Nazi regime. Two others in Texas will also be removed. The agency plans to preserve the headstones in its National Cemetery Administration history collection after they're replaced. Though the VA does not have sole authority to remove them because they're in cemeteries protected by the National Historic Preservation Act, VA officials say they'll seek guidance on how to replace the headstones with historically accurate markers. The number of COVID-19 cases in Utah topped 10,000 as of yesterday's update from the State Department of Health. 203 new cases were added to the count, marking the sixth consecutive day of cases numbering more than 200. State epidemiologist Angela Dunn says the spike is concerning, though the opening of the economy comes with increased risk of spread of the coronavirus. She says the public needs to continue social distancing and wear masks. Dunn says recent protests could contribute to higher numbers, and health officials will be watching how events may impact cases over the next few weeks. The Navajo Nation has reported four additional deaths related to the coronavirus, bringing the reservation total to 252 as of yesterday. Among the more than 5,500 positives for COVID-19, the Navajo Department of Health reported 54 new cases Tuesday. Some 35,000 tests have been administered, which Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez says outpaces any state per capita. The Tabby Canyon Fire, together with the North Stansbury Fire on Stansbury Island in Tooele County, are completely contained. Utah wildfire officials say the flames burned over 19 square miles on Bureau of Land Management and private land. They say both fires were human-caused. The Tabby Canyon Fire started from an illegal exploding target, and the North Stansbury Fire ignited from heavy equipment use. Fire restrictions are in place at Zion National Park. Dry grass and flora mean high danger, and rangers have banned campfires and smoking. They say there's high risk of human-caused fire. Campfires and charcoal use in campgrounds, picnic areas, and other improved sections of the park are banned, and smoking is limited to inside a vehicle or areas cleared of vegetation. Fireworks and any pyrotechnics are always prohibited at Zion and on all federal lands. Capitol Reef National Park in South Central Utah is fully open. The Fruita Campground opened yesterday, and the park's visitor center and Gifford House resumed operations Monday. Park rangers deployed a phased reopening after shutting down entirely because of the coronavirus pandemic. Visitor center restrooms are closed while they undergo a 6-week upgrade. I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.